So this morning's message is entitled, By Hook or By Crook. You've heard the saying before? Anyone know where it comes from? Anyone know? There are a number of different answers to this one, but one held is that 1380, when John Tyndale did the translation of Greek into English, the New Testament, it came out of that when he was writing about John chapter 21, the very chapter that Tony has just read for us now, part of it at least. So what does that mean, by hook or by crook? Well, we know that generally means by any means, get something done. But we're going to look at it a little differently this morning, perhaps change the wording to by hook and by crook. Right. So what does that mean in terms of scriptures? Two parts of our walk with God. And I want to start by the end of that reading. When Peter talks about the other disciple, Jesus says, actually, don't worry about what's going on with that disciple. It's actually about you. And Jesus says to every one of us here this morning, don't look to your left and your right to see where others are going in their walk with me. Look at your own walk. That's really vital in this morning's message. So, what are the two major areas in terms of our walk with the Lord? What are the two things that he calls us to do relevant to this thing that I have in my hands, whether it's a hook or a crook? The other name for a crook is a staff, by the way, I believe. Right. Can you remember when Jesus called the first two disciples, Peter and Andrew? What did he say to them? Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men, people. That's the hook. God's heart is that not one be lost, that every person comes into the kingdom. That's how great his love is. So his plan to reach the world is to have lots of hooks to pull people in. But what is the hook? Spiritual food. Who is the manna from heaven? Jesus. And he says so when he's talking to the crowds. Those who eat this manna from heaven will live forever. So that's the bait, as it were. The bait is the word of God, the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's why Jesus says to Peter and to Andrew, come follow me. I'm now going to make you not fishers of those little things that swim in the water, but people. And how are they going to do that? By proclaiming the good news, by sharing the good news of Jesus. One word used for that is evangelism. So just stick that on one side of the equation. In order to be a faithful follower of Jesus, we have to share the good news one way or another. Not necessarily as an evangelist on a street corner or as a preacher in a church. You can share the gospel in 101 different ways over a cup of coffee. Chair exercises? Is that another way? Yes, it is. There's so many ways that we can share Jesus. So that's part and parcel of our calling from God. But what is the other? And I'll turn it up this way. It now becomes a crook, a staff. Shepherd. Psalm 23. That beautiful picture. The Lord is my shepherd. And what do we read later on in that psalm? Your rod and your staff, your rod and your crook, they comfort me. That's it. So what's that all about? Well, I'd like to just summarize that by saying pastoral care. Caring for people. So those are the two major areas in terms of theme introduction. God calls us to share the good news so that others come into the kingdom, but to care for everyone. In other words, to show the love of God to others, wherever we possibly can, in whatever way. One last comment, that all needs to have a foundation of love. So we're going to look at that this morning in the message. If I can put this down somewhere without doing any injury to anybody. There we go. So let's start with God's love for us. Do you believe God loves you? You do? Really in your heart? It's easy to read about in the Bible, but is it true? Do you experience that love of God moment by moment in your life? Because that's His desire, is that we experience that. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have eternal life. See, that's God's word for us this morning. I love you. I sent my Son for you to pay the price for your sins and your rebellion, to restore you in terms of my relationship, says God. One scripture. A second one to back that up. Really important. Do you remember when Jesus was questioned? Somebody asked him that question. What is the greatest commandment? What is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Another way? Everything. With all that you are. Love God. But take note, it goes on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. But where does it start? It starts from His love being poured into our hearts. It's only when that love is alive in us that we are able to love our neighbors as ourselves. Why do I say that? Because actually we can refute this. But the love that I've got in my own heart, my human love, wow, it's all over the place. You can't depend on that. It's up one day, down the next day. Truth be told, it's actually a little inward looking. I've used this expression before, the modern day Trinity, me, myself, and I. Isn't that what the world's all about? Buy this product. Why? You deserve it. Really? Why? Because they told me I deserve it. Oh, that sounds good. And off I go and I get it. To please me, not my neighbor. That's my love. The moment His love comes in, He transforms that human love into a Christ-like love. What does that love look like? Self-sacrificial love. That's the love Jesus is talking about. That's the love that we need to be sharing with the world. Okay, let's look at Jesus. How did He start His ministry? We're going to quickly run through Matthew chapter 4 through to 15, just in summary form. Jesus explodes onto the scene preaching. Another word for preaching? Sharing the gospel, sharing the good news. What does He say? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. What is He talking about? He's ushering in the kingdom. Here I am, says Jesus to the world. I'm here to show you the love of God and tell you about Him. Straight after that declaration, He calls Peter and Andrew. And we see His intention immediately. Come follow me. I've got work for you to do. to draw people into my kingdom, to become fishers of men. And Jesus carries on preaching wherever he goes. So what is he doing? He's demonstrating the love of God in word. He's telling everybody about how God loves them and wants them to be part of his family. But he does something else as well. As he moves through, he's constantly healing people. We read of him feeding the 4,000 in Matthew's gospel. Healing the centurion's servant, even Peter's mother-in-law. There are so many accounts. So let's put a banner over all of those. What would you summarize all of those things as? Pastoral care, perhaps? Meeting the needs of people? That's what Jesus was doing. Physical, spiritual, emotional, Jesus constantly reached out to people. So there's the model. Jesus says to us, that's what life as a Christian ought to look like. Telling people the good news of Jesus and showing them the love of God. Whether that's in word, remember we can encourage people, we can speak to them, we don't always have to do things. But it does mean coming alongside and journeying with people and loving them in whatever way to try to meet their needs in Jesus' name. And remember, with him all things are possible. All things. So, where are we now? What's this got to do with chapter 21 in John's Gospel? Well, let's focus particularly in on that conversation between Jesus and Peter. Remember, we're talking about the hook and the crook. What was the question that Jesus asked Peter three times? Do you love me? There's the foundational question. It all comes out of love. So Jesus says to Peter, do you love me? And Peter says, you know that I do. What does Jesus say to him? Feed my lambs. Oh, what does he mean by feed my lambs? He means feed them spiritually. Peter, they need to hear the good news of Jesus, the good news of God. Second time round, what is Jesus' response? Care for my sheep. Take note, the difference. Feed, care. What is the care all about? Exactly what we've been talking about this morning. Meeting the needs of people. Reaching out in the love of God to demonstrate his love. Third time around, Jesus' response, feed my lambs. Feed my sheep, actually. So it's feed, care, feed. Do you see the balance? It's sharing the good news, but it's caring for others, showing the love of God to others. So Jesus models it. Then he reinstates Peter as the leader of the disciples on the foundation of love. And what does he say to Peter? Feed them, care for them. Do exactly what I've been doing. That's the model for the church, for you and I. We, in following Jesus, ought to be doing those things daily in whatever we do, looking for opportunities to share the good news, because there's a lost world out there. Let's move for a moment into the book of Acts. Jesus tells Peter to become fishers of men, feed, take care of people. What do we see Peter doing? He's obedient to Jesus. Day of Pentecost, what does Peter do? preaches what is often called the first sermon in the Bible. Anyone here tell me what happened when he finished that? Thousands came to faith by the power of God's word, by that magnetism of his love. Those people needed to hear the word. But two chapters later on, what is Peter doing? He's healing a crippled beggar. What's that? That's the care side. So what is Peter doing? He's taking Jesus' example, and he's being a hook and he's being a crook for God. So we see that same flow right through. It's a precedent for us to follow. But I'm going to finish this morning with a few questions. Please, when I read these, reflect on them in terms of your own walk with God. Remember, don't look at the person next to you to see what's going on in their walk. Journey with them by all means. But there is a time for us to look at our own relationship with God and say, God, what is going on in my relationship with you? So here's some questions to finish off. For us as the church, how are we faring, Whitney Congregational Church? Are we spending time reading and studying the word and sharing it whenever and wherever possible? Are we? Are we loving and caring for one another? Remember, biblically, it's the fellowship first and then out into the world. Are we actually loving and caring for one another? And then furthermore, are we actually letting that love flow out into our community? Can people in Whitney say, wow, that church, those Christians, are actually not only talking about Jesus, they're showing the love of Jesus in random acts of kindness. Finally, are we fellow pilgrims on a journey, brothers and sisters in Christ, following Jesus, the head of the church, and led and empowered by the Holy Spirit? Because if we are not, we are lost. That's it. There's no gray area. We are either following Jesus as individuals in a fellowship, or we're not. We cannot wander off and do our own thing. We must, as individuals in a church, be sharing something of the love of God, verbally and in actions. Amen.